Searchlight sweep an evening sky, piercing clouds and illuminating a towering edifice in the form of 20th Century Fox, with the lights of Hollywood, palm trees, and the hills beyond. Endless ribbons of jumbled computer code slide back and forth horizontally across a dark field. Yellow words float into place reading, Fox 2000 Pictures presents. The text breaks apart. Then new yellow words slide in to form, Keeping Up with the Joneses. The words drift away as the computer code breaks up. On a quiet tree-lined suburban cul-de-sac, a paperboy drops off a newspaper.
I work in human resources, or HR as some people call it, and I have this poster in my office that says, keep calm and go to your safe place. Well, when I get a little stressed out or my anxiety spikes, I close my eyes and picture my cul-de-sac and my wonderful wife, Karen, and our two sons, Patrick and Mikey, because that's the place where I know everything is always okay, no matter what.
A blue house explodes. Text appears 2 weeks earlier. A red-haired woman and a bearded man run beside a bus bearing the words Rock Creek Camp. They watch the bus drive off. Later, the couple drives along in a red minivan.
Did that bus driver look sober to you, honey? Because he gave me a really weird look when I smelt his breath.
I think he just startled him.
Huh, look, there's Meg.
Hey, Meg!
Woo! I sold it!
Meg hangs a house sold sign.
That was so fast!
Thank you, all cash buyers.
All cash buyers? That's fancy.
Yeah, and the best part is they didn't even see it. They just saw the pictures online. I haven't even met them in person. It's crazy.
Who buys a house without seeing it first?
I know. Maybe it's a celebrity, you know?
Come on, Jeff. No celebrity is gonna move here.
I hope it's not some kind of meth lab situation. Oh, there he is.
Sorry.
Where have you been?
A balding man drives up.
Kinko's was bananas.
It often is.
Hey. So exciting. New neighbors, right?
Oh, and Karen, I left your card in the foyer just in case they want a decorator.
Thank you.
So, did you tell Jeff about my new idea for the guest bathroom?
Karen nods.
No.
Artist's loft. Think Brooklyn. Okay, exposed brick, visible plumbing, and a urinal.
A urinal!
That's really for me. Meg wants me standing up again.
Well, I suppose I better get started on the urinal.
Oh, yeah, no, I know what you're getting started on. Empty house, kids are gone. Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Please, wow.
Honeymoon, all right, keep it PG.
Keep it PG.
We gotta go flyer the subdivision anyway. We're gonna pound the pavement.
Yeah. Jeff, you should try it hyena style.
We'll try it.
That's the noise I make.
I think Meg has changed up her medication, honey.
What's Dan's excuse then?
Some of that stuff they were saying was demented.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Jeff checks the mail on a side table.
Maybe they have a point, I don't know. Alone in the house? First time, long time?
Yeah, I mean, we can do whatever we want.
Standing just within their front door, Jeff and Karen gaze off, then look at each other. They passionately kiss on their kitchen table, knocking it over. Jeff opens champagne, and after they toast, he squirts the foam all over his wife's smiling face. They play a video dance game, doing the swim side by side. Karen reads a book called Hack Your Sex Life, then sneezes into a candle, shooting hot wax on Jeff. They make love surrounded by candles, kicking them over so that the house bursts into flames. Still standing just within their front door, they both gaze around uncomfortably.
DVR'd the Good Wife.
Great, I'll make popcorn.
A moving van backs into the sold house across the street as Jeff pulls out of his driveway, stopping next to a man with two bulldogs.
Hey, Barney. New neighbors aren't wasting any time moving in, are they?
Nope.
You're gonna clean that up, right, Bruno?
Always do.
Okay, have a good one.
Come on, guys, get out.
Bernie pulls his dogs away without cleaning their mess. Now, Jeff joins workers heading toward a large industrial building with MBI on it. Text appears, McDowell Burton International Aerospace and Defense.
Hi, Jack. Morning. Don't let anybody say that to you on a plane. Hi, Jack. Good morning, anyway. Morning.
The security key card retractor sticks.
Hi, Diane.
He leans over to pass it through the reader, then spots Dan.
Jack, good morning.
See those moving vans?
Oh, couldn't miss them.
Gosh.
So, any word on the new neighbors?
No.
Anything?
Nothing. Guarantee they're no Dave and Bridget.
Well, at least the summer's not a total loss. I mean, we got Junetoberfest to look forward
to. Yes, we do.
And our jobs.
Always have our jobs. By the way, how's it going upstairs?
Jesus, Jeff. You know I can't talk about what we do upstairs.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Hey, oh, by the way, I still have those indoor skydiving lessons if you want to join me. My treat.
This week's really hectic kid stuff, but maybe.
Just text me or I'll text you, okay? We'll talk about it later. Have a good one.
All right.
Hey, Sheila, good morning.
Jeff walks through a door marked Human Resources.
Morning, Sharon.
Hi, Jeff. Dr. Fisher called.
Oh, yeah, what'd he say?
He said, please tell Jeff to stop texting me about indoor skydiving.
Oh, he's joking. He's a riot. Hey, Doug.
He steps into his office decorated with model planes and awards and tries to fix his badge. A succession of employees drifts in and out.
Hey, Sanjay.
Hey, Jeff, can I use your computer? I need to reorder my antidepressants.
Oh, of course. Your computer's super computer.
Subtitles read, where are you? Who's that?
Oh, this is Jeff.
Jeff lets me use his computer because security prohibits internet upstairs. And why does Jeff have internet? Because Jeff does unimportant work. Human resources. Later.
Well, we get it written up because I emailed him last night and apologized. He said he was fine and we have put this behind us.
It's all fine.
I wouldn't be doing my job if we didn't go over a couple of exercises, okay?
So, grab a stress ball.
Really?
Okay, so Margaret's gonna show us meaning of trust.
He blindfolds her.
Hey, Sanjay.
Yeah?
Did I tell you that I ate at an Indian restaurant the other night? Yeah, I had to call and make an Indian reservation.
Yang, tell Oren how he makes you feel.
Maybe you should just write us up, that might be easier.
I once knew an Indian who drank so much tea, he died in his teepee.
It was a good one.
Okay, Margaret, go ahead.
She falls forward instead of back. Back at the house, a book titled Urinals of Brooklyn sits next to Karen's computer as she works. She repositions a urinal on her digital interior design program, then tries a different one featuring large red lips. Cars pull into the cul-de-sac behind her, and she rises and heads to the window for a better look. Two vehicles flank the moving van. A dashing man climbs out of one, and a slender woman in a short white dress steps out of the other. The woman runs to the man and leaps into his arms. Karen puts a hand to the glass and stares at the beautiful couple as they kiss tenderly before their new front steps. In Jeff's office.
Yes, I do feel like you are jealous. I can sense the resentment every time I bring up gravitational perturbations.
Oh, is that bad? That sounds bad. What is that? Is that like a...
Gravitational perturbations? That's a laugh. Plus, what about my work? I mentioned velocity vectors one time.
Jeff gets a text from Karen reading, New Neighbors. He scrolls through pictures of the stunning couple, then zooms in on a shot of the two kissing. Oren tackles Yang, and Jeff tries to break it up. Later, Jeff drives home, glancing across at the new neighbor's house as he pulls into the driveway. Jeff steps inside his house.
Karen!
Hey, honey!
Hey, darling.
He crosses to the living room.
Still spying on the neighbors?
They're visiting.
Hi there.
Hello.
You must be Jeff. I'm Tim. This is my wife, Natalie.
We're the Joneses. Nice to meet you, Jeff.
Nice to meet you guys. That was a joke about spying.
It's a joke. I'd never spy on anyone.
We love humor.
Humor. So Natalie was just telling me that she's a social media consultant, right?
Yeah, I also write a cooking blog.
Oh, I love blogs.
Yeah, and I work with a charity for Sri Lankan orphans. Those are my biggest passions.
Natalie's got a big heart.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Tim and Natalie hold hands.
Yeah.
Jeff takes Karen's hand.
Why don't you tell him about the... She has passions, too. Why don't you tell him about the urinal?
No, honey.
Oh, no, please. It sounds interesting.
That's...
Oh. I'm picking up a slight accent. Is that Pittsburgh, maybe?
She's from Greece.
Oh, God.
No, but we've lived all over, and now it's finally time to plant some roots, right?
Oh.
I can't tell you how excited we are to be here in Maple Circle. Such a lovely street.
It really is. Oh,
thank you.
It really is.
We love
it. Really is. It's fascinating. In other cultures, they don't have anything like this.
No, they don't.
In Chinese, for example, they don't even have a word for a street like this.
Well, for cul-de-sac?
No. I mean, they would say, Qing Li He Ling Hun Yu Kuai Le Di Feng, which is loosely happy place of heart and mind.
Right.
But it doesn't really capture the essence of it, right?
But it's cool coming out of your mouth.
Tim's a travel writer.
Oh, really?
Wow, we love to travel.
We do.
We went to Epcot Center last summer, was it?
Yeah. Wow.
You can go to every country, you can go like within 3 blocks. Perfect, that's mm-hmm. what we like about it. Wow. We went with the boys.
Yeah, that's Patrick and Mikey. Patrick's leaning against the wheel. Yeah. He's just a real cuddler.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Adorable. Mm-hmm.
Mikey made this.
A colorful clay pig.
What a talent.
Yeah. No, speaking of which,
we
brought you a little something.
He sets a box on the table.
What? That's amazing.
Give me a prize.
I made it myself.
You made it yourself?
Mm-hmm. Karen opens it.
Oh.
A tree-like piece of glass.
Guess what is this?
What is that?
A sculpture. Tim blows his own glass.
Look at it in the light, honey. It's sort
That's
of
gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Look at that. You made that.
Yeah, it's a hobby I picked up in Hungary. I wrote an article about this Hungarian glass-blowing master, Jorgi.
Oh.